We are doing a lot ahead of the election. The police has carved a niche for itself as being capable of providing security for elections. Ever since 1992, we have gone to the polls 5 different times to a large degree of success. And we ourselves appreciate the burden, the Herculean task ahead of us. And looking at the tension rising, the euphoria surrounding the elections, we don't need anybody to tell us that we need to put in a lot of effort to be able to provide security for these upcoming elections also. So right from 2010, we started preparation from the periphery, where we started putting in certain important elements. We started our courses in 2010. And as we got closer to 2011, we shifted our preparation to a high gear. And when we entered 2012, you can just imagine, we are now down to the nitty-gritties of preparation. More courses are being organized for officers to upgrade their skills and knowledge, irrespective of the fact that we have been successful at 5 different elections. We also recognize the fact that every election comes with its own peculiarities, and that is not lost on us at all. And so we are not getting swollen headed. And therefore, we are putting in a lot of courses, some organized for the police or sponsored by the DFID of the British High Commission, some sponsored by the French government, and others, just to put our men in shape. Only recently, we ended another course organized for the crowd management arm of our the police service. And it was so successful. Only about a week and a half ago, a series of seminars was launched in Accra under the auspices of the British High Commission. And that is ongoing in the regions. It is covering the whole of Ghana. As I speak, unlike previous times when we went to the polls, for the first time, we have even before October, got the strength, personal strength of our sister security agencies who are coming to support us already. The names and their numbers are already intact. This shows how serious we are with these elections.
Will the police launch a campaign to educate Ghanaians about the need to comport themselves and to eschew violence before, during, and after the election?
You have hit the nail right on the head. In fact, for the previous election, the immediate past elections, the police took upon itself some of the work reserved for the National Commission on Civic Education. We printed handbills, went on air, radio, TV, to educate the public on their rights, their responsibilities, their do's and don'ts at the various places, as far as the elections are concerned, at the polling stations and other things. And as I speak now, we are just about to launch our communication or our educational drive to educate the public. Although the remote ones have already been started, we go on air, radio stations, and educate the public about what they should do. We intend to launch a more intensified public education. As I speak, we are coming out with handbills and flyers to educate the public about what the police do on election day. Because sometimes the impression is created as if everything at the police station is under the control of the police. From the electoral laws, if the event or if the misunderstanding or the issue has got to do with the electoral process itself, whether somebody is eligible or is not eligible, and somebody wants to challenge at the police station, it's not for the police to decide. It is for the electoral officials to decide. And when there's anything of the sort and it comes to the attention of the police officer, it's up to the police officer to seek clarification As it is said in Akan, the hen knows how to crow. It's up to the cock before acting. So for some of the offences, it is up to the electoral official there to prompt the police to take action. But if at the police station there's a clear case of criminal offence, breaching of the law, I mean, clearly, then you don't need the policeman. You don't need anybody to tell the policeman to act. So we are telling the public about all this. We are educating them on all these things. And it is our belief and hope that this election will also come and go peacefully. And Ghana as a whole will win one more laurels in addition to what we have already won.
Now, Mr. Arthur, there are concerns that some people have raised, whether right or not. There's a perception out there that the police tend to favor one political party or another in the run-up to the election or during election. What is the police doing about this to address these concerns?
Yeah, we have engaged the populace and the political parties on this issue. And I think after a while, there seems to be some understanding of the situation. It isn't as it's been perceived or speculated by some section of the public, especially by some political parties. If the recent biometric registration exercise is anything to go by, we have an instance where the opposition blame the police for, supporting or being on the side of government. And another instance where the government had an axe to grind with the police, demonstrating the police neutrality. I mean, sometimes I would say that the accusation is out of lack of understanding of police processes and procedures. And so the police is committed to professionalism and neutrality. And I don't think any of such accusations hold any water.